Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DefNet Media and HeartInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
the Liverpool Design Show 2010.
More light night.
Future everything.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. The news this week. Ian, the news this week is, of course, that the here in Liverpool, as in you know, across the country, there's been elections, general elections, local elections. Some people haven't been able to vote. Ooh, bit of a furore about that. But here in Liverpool, gives the news.
I managed to vote, got there quite early and pretty quiet in Pleasant Street School.
yeah, I got there. Well, I got there around lunchtime. I managed to vote. But certain places, nobody could vote. Well, late arrivers.
You know, I could be a bit cynical about people staying in the pub till the last minute. And then actually, where is this polling station? You know?
there's one in Dubdale School in by Penny Lane. People were turned away there. Or they ran out of what's-her-name papers.
Ran out of ballot papers, yeah. That must be cost-cutting, mustn't it?
Must be, yeah. I could have told them it was going to be a big turnout.
Well, yeah.
And as we speak, of course, across the country, it's we're not sure if it's going to be David Cameron as Prime Minister or the newly elected Labour leader as Prime Minister, because Gordon Brown stepped down.
It's all very exciting, isn't it?
It is all very exciting.
Yes. I like the way people keep saying, people rejected Brown, rejected Cameron, but no one's saying people rejected Clegg.
Yeah.
He got least votes.
Yeah, he got less votes than he got last time around.
Yeah. Anyway, but here locally.
Yes.
It's Labour, isn't it?
Labour.
And I have to admit, I don't know many Labour councillors. I don't know who's been serving on the Arts Committee or Culture Committee, whatever you call it.
No, nor me.
I know a couple of Liberal culture people, like Gary Miller and Lawrence, who lost his seat in Waitley. Barry, I can't remember his second name. Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see what's happening in the local council as well.
But Joe Anderson, he's the leader of the Labour councillors.
Yeah, so I've not seen him at many private views, actually.
I saw him. We're recording this at Novas, and I saw him here the other week. I do see him out and about a bit.
That's okay.
You know, when he goes, he's all right, Neil. All right, Joe. How are you? Counting your support, Neil. Yeah, of course, Joe. Yeah. I'm there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm positive it should be good. He's certainly getting all that he's putting out statements already, hasn't he, about getting planning applications through quicker and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And getting the business community more involved, etc. So I just hope they include the arts.
Oh, he's on about getting the business community more involved.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, as if they're not involved enough already. Yeah.
So there'll be an LCC rep on the LCC. It's Liverpool Chamber of Commerce rep in City Council. Both LCC.
it's all getting far too confusing. Anyway, so we look forward to that with interest. I mean, I think that Liberal Democrats really lost out because of the furore about the housing market renewal process around Edge Lane, those houses on Edge Lane going, the Welsh Streets going campaign, and Ina Edge was on that one, and it's kind of, that's been a real disgrace for the council. And also, people aren't necessarily, it's nice to see all these new buildings and things going on, but at the same time,
could be done better, couldn't it?
Could be done better.
And I suppose that's going to be their main priority, not a bit of funding the galleries. But we'll see.
We will see.
And a lot will depend on central government anyway, won't it?
Yeah, and if it's Conservative, they get it.
Okay.
Forget it. Yep. Anyway, also in the news, away from politics.
Yes. We're talking, politics. Yeah.
Yes, we've done politics. Also away from the news is lovely, lovely design. Design.
Oh, yes, I love design.
Tell us about design.
Well, just the Liverpool Design Festival doesn't happen until November, late November, but at St George's Hall. But they are calling for people to be involved, of course. And so you can get your applications in now. You can get application packs from liverpooldesignfestival.com. We'll get in touch with Frank Collins there. And if you apply before May the 31st, then you get an early bird offer. It's a bit cheaper to have your store in the design festival. So yeah, we've been, you know, it's been a couple now. Last year it was in the crypt, at the cathedral. And there was one in 2008 here in CUC, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, it was a more national one. And they're great. I love them. You know, should be good in St. George's Hall.
Should be good in St. George's Hall. It's been a while since I've been there, actually. And what's the deadline for applications here?
Overall, I don't know, but the early bird offer, it's May the 31st. But I should think the final deadline will be much later than that.
So if you're interested in getting your stuff, getting a stand in the Liverpool Design Festival, email frank@designinit.org.uk. Init is...
I like the action you did there with
it. Init, yeah. It kind of stands for initiative. I was always concerned about there. Init. I don't think it reflects... No, it doesn't reflect well, does it?
But anyway, bit of bling,
yeah. That's about it, isn't it? Yeah, get a bit of bling. Okay, that's enough of that nonsense. The email address will be in the Art in Liverpool website, and will also be duplicated on mine. And that is the news this week. Round up of the week. Rounding up the week now, Ian. You've been, you know, while we've been talking about this podcast, you've been constantly going on about how good the Ballad of Juniper Davy is and Sonny Lumiere. So yeah. This is at Metal at Edge Hill. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a thing by Rebecca Sharp and Elizabeth Willow. They've been working together on this for a while, and they've created this performance, which I assume they would sort of act it out, but they've actually got some actors into proper actors.
Proper actors.
Yeah. We were very good. There's two main characters, obviously, the Juniper Davy and the Sonny Lumiere. And it's a promenade thing, so you start off in the room downstairs, and there's some lovely music by Rebecca Sharp, but other people performing as well. And then there's a bit better, then you go up to the top floor and do a bit more, and then you go on the underpass under the railway track.
Oh yeah, I know it well.
It's fantastic because there's like they play music down there as well, performing, and while you're actually under the railway, and you hear the train go above you as the music's going on, and it's great. And then you come out to the side, and there's more stuff there, and go back in. it's great. I don't think it's actually just over an hour, I think, but it's great. It's all in this sort of Victorian era thing, and so there's conductors take you around, and they're dressed up in their old fashioned gear. It's just a beautiful atmosphere, beautifully performed, beautiful music. Just raving about it, yeah. So, yeah, we went to the press queue last night, and that was great. And it's on until Saturday. There are still tickets available, I believe, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's one on Saturday afternoon as well.
Oh, good.
Which is a bit different because that's more wheelchair accessible. Which, mm-hmm. I'll say for some of the performances, you normally go upstairs, which you can't get there in a wheelchair. So the Saturday afternoon will be a bit different. So still great, I'm sure. And then you can buy the book and the CD, which we have done, which, again, really nice. Haven't listened to it yet.
Okay, now. Brilliant. So that's the ballad of Juniper Davy and Sonny Lumiere. That just sounds very good. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it to any of those. Oh, woe is me.
It's a once in a lifetime thing.
Apart from when it's on again next. No, especially if it's really successful. So go and buy those tickets so I get to go later in the year. Now, also this week, a curriculum exhibition at the A Foundation. What did you reckon?
Yeah, enjoyed that as well. It's a sort of typical A Foundation sort of show. It's really experimental, really different. This thing just suits that space. A curriculum with this group of artists that were there, based there for a few weeks, things like from March to just recently, just sort of working together and having people come in and giving talks and so on. So they chose the artists, and just I don't know what the purpose of it was, just to help them, the artists, sort of focus on their practice and so on, and get some experience working together and so on. And so at the end of it, they put on this exhibition, which was just going to be for one day. On the 1st of May, was it, I think. But then it was so good, and the guys at the A Foundation loved it so much, they said you can leave it there for a couple more weeks. So it's just open on a Friday and Saturday from noon till 6, and it's there until the 22nd of May. And there's still the other stuff there, the gift and the Saatchi stuff, mm-hmm. that were there, been there a few weeks. So the whole place is full of art now, and you go upstairs. Most of the curriculum stuff is on the first floor.
Oh, right, okay.
So yeah, really good stuff. Includes local artists like Emily Speed. But yeah, they're from all around the place, really.
Excellent, because it's not often you get to go upstairs at the I Foundation site, is it?
No, it's been, just one big show like during the banning, maybe.
Yeah,
and there's some really big space up there. It's been spray painted gold.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, has it?
And one installation's in the middle is like cardboard boxes piled up and spray gold. Just lots of interest.
Brilliant, I'll have to head down there during the lunch hour. Now, also this week, you've managed to get along to, you lucky person, drawing paper, the launch of drawing paper at the Royal Standard. So, how was that? Tell us about it. Have you got any copies?
I didn't bring them with me. I did pick up a couple of copies, yeah. Drawing paper is this new idea from Mike Carney and John Barraclough, got together to work on this. And yeah, it's like a newspaper style, the size of a tabloid. It doesn't look like a tabloid. So it's that sort of paper, just like drawing. So there's, I don't know, maybe 20 or so artists, I think, just, and they have their own page each to put their drawing on and information about them at the back. And so they all contribute to the cost of it. They all put in so many pounds and just print 3,000 copies. And they'll be distributed around the city in the arty venues.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is to get them all out before Light Night on Friday. And then they're gone. So it's great. When I saw it, I thought, good to put some Arts and Co advert in there or something. But it's actually advert free and logo free. It's just concentrated on good drawing. And maybe draw the logo.
Yeah, you could do it. Yeah. Look, if I draw it, will you include it?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's a really good idea. And so at the launch there, at the Royal Standard, people were there and drawing on the walls and drawing on bits of paper. And
was that allowed?
And some food and drink. Well, they put paper on
the walls. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And so put signs to start you off, you know, sort of an idea of what you do on this bit and do on that. And so it was like a nice party atmosphere. A bit like the Draw the Line thing that's been going on.
In some, yeah, really popular.
In Park Street and so on, but just a different crowd, really.
Yeah.
Different type of art, not so graphic-y. Yeah, but still good fun, yeah. So it's going to be hopefully two or three times a year. Maybe one during the biennial, the next one.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. So yeah, one to look out for. I'm going to try and collect them.
Brilliant. Oh, that's not a bad idea at all. Start a collection there. Get them on eBay. sorry, I didn't say that. Okay, so that is the roundup of the week. This week. This week there's... Ian, I've looked at the, you know, all of our, that's what I laughingly call the script. It's all light night. There's so many things going on, which are, you know, light night. When is this light night? What's going on? Is it this Friday, perchance? We have spoken about it before. So.
Hello.
I've spotted a couple of things which are before light night.
Yeah, how dare they?
So let's start off with first thing, we've got an exhibition called Local Produce starting Thursday the 13th of May here at the Contemporary Urban Centre. Local Produce, tell us about that.
A couple of people thought actually maybe not a good idea to be included in light night because
nobody will
get drowned and everything else.
Yeah.
Open on Thursday. Local Produce, I don't know where does it come from, if you know what I mean. It's just sort of popped up, and I don't know the people involved, except Alex Carina's in it. So it's a group show, a few artists. Local Produce, it's a unique display of works by both established and up-and-coming local artists, which explore themes of place, identity, and reinvention. Who else? Debbie Morgan, Liz Haig, Keith Power, Susan Cotton, and Beverly Glover, and Alex Clear. So, yeah, mixture of stuff. That's the UC. So Private View is Thursday 6 to 9, and then it goes on until 23rd of May. It's quite short, isn't it? A week of attending.
Mm-hmm. Do you know whereabouts that's going to be? Is that...
I don't know.
Somewhere in this building.
Somewhere in the UC, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else on here at the moment, so I'm going to guess it's a ground floor.
Okay, it's good. Probably a good guess. Now, also opening this week on the same night, Thursday the 13th of May, Private View, In Every Dream Home a Heartache. What's that about? At the Bridewell Gallery.
Yeah, the Bridewell. They haven't had a show in their gallery for quite a while. Well, they had one over Christmas period, but it's been fairly quiet. So I think, again, it's actually goes on until the middle of June, so it's coinciding with Light Night and there's an Open Studios event, of course, which I mentioned before,
in
June, so it'll cover that period as well. And it also ties in with Global Studios and Blue Coat, Because it involves artists from the local studios, artists from the Bridewell, Royal Standard, Red Wire, Arena and Post. Post is, don't have a studio base, it's that group of women artists who got work in Blue Coat at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Alabaster, Kevin Hunt, David Penny, John Pounton, Sarah Jane Richards, Alex Wolkowitz and Robin Wolston. Sounds good.
And that's in, and they're showing as part of this in every Dream Home a Heartache?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
So it's in every Dream Home a Heartache, comma. It's a quote from somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I just thought that was a spelling, you know, you just put a comma in there.
Yeah, it's a deliberate comma at the end because right. It goes on to say something else. And it's about, yes, it's more inward looking. You've got the Global Studios thing going on, but it says, like, you know, look at the domestic fear.
Mm-hmm.
And as the title suggests, this scrutiny reveals all is not well. There's heartache in the home.
Oh, that's it's very interesting, very interesting. So that's two exhibitions, both, you know, local produce and in every Dream Home a Heartache, and it's going to go, well, you know, it's okay looking out there, but what about looking here?
Yeah.
This is, you know, we're local artists, we're doing this and that and the other, aren't we great? Look at what we're doing. Never mind all you, let's have such and such on and let's bring them in from Lint. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. That's quite good. It's quite good.
Yeah, so the viewing is on Thursday, yep, 6 till 9 again. Then it goes on till 20th of June. But they're only open Saturdays and Sundays after Thursday. Then Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon till 5 p.m.
Okay, brilliant. Now, marching onwards, forever onwards, as we always say on this show. Light Night. Now, there are a plethora of events. Light Night. Too many to mention. So we're going to mention some highlights. Now, one of the highlights of Light Night for me, Ian, is if I manage to make it out,
mm-hmm.
As you did your Eric and Ernie kind of glasses wobble then, is obviously the Liverpool Art Prize event. This is going to be the highlight for me. If there's one place I'm going to, I need to get down there, have a look. I need to see you with an apron on handing out some food.
Yes.
So tell us about this event.
It's not the actual Art Prize exhibition.
Though, yeah.
Might confuse people a bit because that's taking place in Metal, at Hill Station from the 3rd of June. But this is like a preview thing. Looking back over the last, this is the third year of the Art Prize, so we'll have an image from each artist from those 3 years. On the street to Liverpool One by the back by Blue Coat Display Centre in College Lane, going down to past Habitat and Waterstones, that area. There's these big stands, there's 10 of them, so there's 20 pictures spread out over that area. Yeah, and so I've just come from there, actually. We were there just before to finalise where these are going to be placed, because they're mm-hmm. big, heavy things. You've got to decide where you can't move them once they've been put in place with a forklift truck.
Oh, my God.
So we've done all that, and then we had lunch in Lunya, because Lunya's a new Spanish restaurant there, giving a plug, and then mm-hmm. on night, like, they'll be out there with a tray of canapés. Handing it out to people.
Sorry, my mouth's watering already.
You're salivating at me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went there, and it's really nice, very vegan friendly as well.
Oh, good.
And while we were there, the guy was actually out on the street. So if you go there past any lunchtime, you might catch some canapés and you sort of twist your arm to go and see. So yeah, they'll be there, and there's quite a performing in the pool on about 7 o'clock. So we were going to drag them along, but they didn't want to split up, or it was too early. But we got the string quartet instead, apparently.
Excellent.
From the Philharmonic. So I think they'll play for a bit around 6 o'clock, and then we're there till 8 o'clock, handing out flyers for the exhibition and generally telling people how wonderful it is. So that's 6 to 8 there. Yep. And then it means we'll miss some of the other stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got work to do. You've got work to do. That's fair enough. So yeah, also, okay, let's move on then. And we'll shoot through these. Curve Gallery Relaunch. This is, again, same night, Light Night, 14th of May. Curve Gallery Relaunch. This is the on Victoria Street in Liverpool. And it is from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Curve Gallery was around for a couple of years in sort of 7 or 8. Then they went away, and now they're coming back again. And it was in the same building as Red Wire. It was on the first floor,
yeah,
the second floor,
yeah.
Vice versa. But now they're back, they're in the building next door, the Jerome building. So I haven't been to it yet. But so they're back there, and Lisa Hu
has
a studio there,
yeah, yeah.
And they run the gallery as well. So yeah, they're opening this thing called Curb Gallery versus Picasso's Dog, because it coincides with the Picasso exhibition, I suppose. Yeah. And features a few local artists, Lisa Hill herself, and I think Elizabeth Willow's in it.
Well, yeah, she was in the 2008 show when they were in their old space.
That's right, yeah, so great installation. Yeah. Emily Speed again, Robin Woodson again, Hannah Frey, and Colette Whittington. So yeah, should be good. And so it's like a preview for that exhibition and a relaunch of the place from 7 through to 10 o'clock.
Brilliant. Okay, now, next Light Night event, Short Spring Open 2010 launch. Again, Friday the 14th of May from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Egg Cafe. And this is an annual group exhibition created by Headspace at Eggspace, obviously, featuring painting, drawing and photography by nearly 30 artists.
Any more to say, Ian?
Not much, no. I think that exhibition is actually already open.
All right.
But then, instead of having private view, they'll have this event on Friday.
Brilliant. Okay, now, also on Light Night, viewing at the Gallery Liverpool. And this is the gallery on...
Stanhope Street.
Stanhope Street, yeah, just yonder. I'm pointing. And this is opening from 7 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
They like to party, those people.
They do like to party. And it's an art exhibition showing a collection of works by locally acclaimed artists and sculptors, also featuring a UV graffiti wall where visitors can participate and contribute to the Light Night theme. Music and other attractions will be on until 2 a.m.
Yeah, they're really going for the Light Night theme and having this UV graffiti. I haven't heard of graffiti.
Graffiti, yeah. It's...
Yeah, so that should be fun, yeah, and music as well, yeah. Lots of familiar names in the local list of local artists there that they've sort of been shown there before. There's one guy from Italy. You know Francesco Molina, the photographer?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Corners Conservation Centre.
Yeah.
Well, his brother's coming over from Italy, Salvatore Molina. Uh-huh. So he does paintings, not photography.
Excellent.
I'm probably going to be talking to him before the exhibition opens.
Good.
Into him. Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, also coming up on Light Night, Toulouse-Lautrec at the Walker. I'll try and be sensible. again, this is 14th of May, High Kicks and Low Life. Toulouse-Lautrec prints. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is the next exhibition. So it actually opens on Friday the 14th. Toulouse-Lautrec, yes, it's just prints. It won't be a huge show, I don't think, but still very interesting. The evocative prints that portray theatrical life and studies of daily life, including Lautrec's very personal observations of the lives of prostitutes. and the dancer... Jane Avril, an actress, Sarah Bernard. Okay. That iconic poster, La Gue, at the Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a British Museum tour. It's going around other places. But it's at the Walker from the 14th of May right through to the 8th of August.
Now, of course, there are going to be a number of... I think there are going to be bands there on the night as well.
Oh, Dead Belgians.
Dead Belgians, yeah. They're going to be playing on the night.
Yeah, and French music and food in the cafe there.
Excellent. Are they giving it away or are you making you pay?
Oh, I think you have to pay, yeah.
Where's the Walker? I'm not surprised. But that should be...
And French wine, probably.
French wine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they might be... I don't mind. It's not as good as Australia.
I haven't got time for that. It'll be six to eight, which means obviously.
Oh, well, it should be really good. And the exhibition itself is on until the 8th of August. So if you do miss it on Light Night, then you can always head along afterwards because it would be well worth a look.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, also coming up on Light Night is Ranulph Fiennes at the Victoria Gallery Museum. I find this very strange. But this is from 6:30 at the Leggett Theatre. Sir Ranulph Fiennes, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. It's going to be an evening with Sir Ranulph Fiennes. It's the adventurer, explorer and world record holder. Sir Ranulph will talk about his book Mad Dogs and Englishmen and take the audience on a tour of his family tree.
Go on an expedition with Ranulph
Fiennes. Yeah. Hey. Yes, we're going
down the Victoria Building.
Yes, we're going down these steps. Come on everyone, hook yourselves onto...
Maybe gone sometime.
Has anybody got any Candlemint cake?
Yes, he's got a new book out, hasn't he? I think it's an association with Blackwell, isn't it? Bookstore, mm-hmm. just across the road from the Victoria Building. The book's Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Should be good. Tickets are £5, including glasses of wine. I wonder if there's still tickets available. It should be a fairly popular event, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, also moving on then from that, that starts at 6:30, but now moving on from that, another light night event. Says Neil smiling. El mattino ha la hora en boca. That's Italian. Sorry, I think I've just done it with a Spanish accent. What's this about? And you pronounce it properly.
Oh, I can't do that. Okay, it's the morning has gold in its mouth.
Oh, all right.
Which is another way of saying the early bird catches the worm. Proverbial expression suggesting that people perform and think best in the morning. But this is an evening performance, and this is the one that Biennial have organised in 49 New Bird Street. Or is it Jordan Street? Oh, it's also Jordan Street, isn't it? Anyway, that's the next street.
Yeah.
Along off Jamaica Street, just near here, the CUC. And goes on from 6 till 10, but I believe around 9 o'clock is the highlight.
The explosion.
Explosion of gold, golden explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Of it's a gold paper, confetti type stuff exploding. There is this video, if you go to the Bain website, you'll find this video of similar performances he's done. And then when you go into this warehouse place, there's like gold curtains as well, and it's sort of maze of. So it fits in with the touched theme. Have you been touched by art?
Yeah, I've been touched by art.
So you feel all these gold curtains as you wander around, and then eventually at some point there's this explosion of gold. Sounds really fun. So I hope we get along there before 9 o'clock to see that.
Excellent.
Once it's done, it's done.
It's done. Okay, now make sure you do get there and see if you can record some of the audio.
Yeah, be fighting with other soccer and dogs.
Yeah, obviously. It'd be quite interesting to stream it. I wonder if they're streaming it.
Mm.
Never mind. Moving on, away from that Italian phrase, which has challenged me quite deeply. Art of 3D at FACT. And so this is, again, a light night event taking place at FACT. The Art of 3D with Sparkle VFX. And Disco Dance Marathon. And this is going to be an event taking place in Gallery 1 from 7 o'clock, and it's free. And it's a Disco Dance Marathon, Ian, and I'm guessing that, I'll be there dancing away in my leg warmers.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, as if. Dream on. So it's a performance event of some sort. Pull on your leg warmers and get ready to bust some moves.
Well, that ties in with the Phil Collins video that's there. He filmed people disco dancing in Palestine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it links in with that. Yeah.
Interesting.
And this Art of 3D, I'm not sure it's in the box. So maybe it's a sort of talk or demonstration about 3D effects studio called Sparkle VFX.
Mm-hmm. Liverpool based.
Yeah. So demystifies the 3D and CGI technology. Is that a good idea? Demystifying?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've seen. I've looked at it. You've seen the thing. Did you not see the thing on my set where I'm made 3D? And it was all just done with three simple photographs.
Oh, right. Yeah. It is easy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is easy.
Quite news.
Yeah.
I play Splice software, some basic shapes, trees, and mountains.
Yeah, and kids these days, they've got Google SketchUp, and that's all. Easy peasy.
Yeah, fantastic prizes as well.
Games. Fantastic prizes. All right, okay, well, maybe if I... Well, I don't know. There's a lot going on this week, which we must remember to mention, because... which I'll get onto. But also, that night is... Instantes
Vladimir
preview. This is at the Lost Souls and Stranger service station, and it's a sound installation by artist Ema Birkbeck. Ema has had work in the Corner House and various different places. She submitted some work to Definite Media for Art in Liverpool FM ages ago. I did send out some audio this week, actually, which was really badly introduced. Yes, and this is Ema Birkbeck. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, Neil, what are you doing? But anyway, but that should be very interesting, because there's three sound pieces, I think, from Nicole Sound Installations from Vladimir, which is in...
I don't know.
Russia.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess, anyway. It's yeah. Eastern Bloc. So that should be really interesting. If there's anywhere that I want to go, I want to head along to that and just sail in.
Right. Oh, you know a lot more about me, yeah. I know it's organised by Marcus Sukup.
Oh, yeah, from Sound Network.
Sound Network, yeah, does some really good music stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's in, yeah, Lost Soul and Stranger Service Station, which is the old barbershop by the Blue Coat there, mm-hmm. from 6 to 9.
Excellent.
Then it will be there until the 28th of May as well. So if you miss it on Light Night, you can catch it later.
Now, before we move on, we did mention at the shop of the show, Future Everything. Now, we're only going to mention it because there's information on the websites and various different things. But Future Everything is a huge, huge media, art, conference, music, events, conglomeration of arty new madness clumped into Manchester. And there's going to be performances in all sorts of strange places. I can't remember, but it's all written down somewhere else, so I don't need to.
Normally I sort of study the whole list.
Yeah, normally
in detail, but didn't make it last year, and this year can't make it at all. To be honest with you, I haven't studied that much, but yeah, it just got bigger every year, and loads more stuff.
That's it, and it used to be called Future Sonic. I used to quite like that, but people just thought, well, it's just, you know, basically about music, isn't it? But it's not.
No.
All sorts of different things, and I've been to, you know, over the years, I've been to a couple of the conferences and went around and seen some of the artwork. I very rarely get to see any of the music pieces, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of the artworks might involve sound, because I remember one with a fish tank full of fish, and they were responding to sound waves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the art is nothing to do with sound, just new, different, new media, whatever.
Well, I went last year, at least I think it was last year, or was it the year before? Might have been the year before, and they had us making face stamp books, I think, or like Facebook friends with stamps. So the kind of thing that you'd do at school, where you'd have a book and people would, you know, put their stamp in it, which would be like a photograph or something, and then they'd write something, and then you go, yeah, they're my friends. And it'd be like that. They're kind of like taking the, you know, online social media and sticking it, you know, in something physical. So it was really quite interesting to do, because I'm sure you used to do those, well, the girls at our school used to do those kind of things, you know, mm-hmm. They'd have like little books and collect their friends in them. Odd, but good, interesting, made you think. So that's Future Everything.
So when exactly is it? It's not this week, is it?
It's next week. I think it starts, I think on the 15th of May, there's actually a free unconference taking place.
Actually, it is this week, isn't it? Yes.
Don't know exactly where. So yeah, it's the launch and all those kind of bits this week, which would be really exciting to get along to, but I'm a bit grounded at the moment. So if you can, get along to Future Everything. If not, then, you know, you've got Light Night. I was going to say Fright Night. You've got Fright Night to look forward to this Friday.
Or if you're going to London, which is what we're doing, because, we can't go to Future Everything because Future Everything, I mean, uh-huh. There's this Light Night thing on the Friday. And then, Light Night is part of Museums at Night, which is going on nationally. And Royal Standard artists are part of this big thing at Tate Modern.
Oh, of course.
Opens on that Friday night, and then on Friday, and goes right through to the Sunday. We open late every night of the weekend, so we can't make it on a Friday. We're going down on Saturday to see them, and also visit my daughter, mm-hmm. and go to some other places. So if you're in London, go to Tate Modern, see Royal Standard, do some weird, they're not saying exactly what they're going to do, mm-hmm. but it'll be weird and wonderful, I'm sure.
I'm sure there'll be videos later on. Yes. Moving on to Saturday the 15th, it's a closing event for Abstract Vibrations, and it's a closing event for at Gallery for All Arts on Lark Lane, and this is from 5 till 7. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, apologies to Nicole Bartos, who runs this gallery. We haven't been to see his exhibition, I'm afraid, yet. Might just make it before the end. Abstract Vibrations, lots of abstract artists involved in that. It's the old police station in Lark Lane, but not the big hall where they have the craft fairs and stuff. It's like the small room at the front. So that's in there, so it's closing on Saturday 15th, so there's harp music by Stan Rose, and some other stuff going on there. from 5 to 7 on Saturday, and then she's got a new exhibition opening the week after.
And that is not everything that's coming up this week, but most of the stuff that's coming up this week.
Yeah.
Further ahead,
in other words, coming up next week, or late next week, the 22nd of May, is Royal Standard This Matter. So tell us a bit like this. What's it about? What's this matter about?
Yeah, it just looks really interesting. It's Royal Standard again, and put on some really good shows lately. And Harry Lawson, and Cordia Lastra, and Lucy Donald. Curated it. It just looks really interesting. This matter draws together the changing ideas of what is natural and unnatural within our everyday surroundings. Really like Harry Lawson's work. I haven't seen him curate a show before, so interested to see what he's put together. And yeah, there's lots of interesting talks and events going on, again coinciding with the Open Studios weekend. There'll be a Build Your Own Unnatural Disasters workshop. So Build Your Own Disaster. And it's a barbecue as well. So
I walk into the room and it's like, yeah, natural disaster is here.
Yeah, and we've just got some really interesting talkers coming along. Dr. Timothy Martin, lecturer in architecture and cultural theory. Zoe Berryman, curator of Briony Bond. She used to be curator at A Foundation.
She did, yeah.
Includes a super social event. Remember Super Social? Some 2008 where artists just get together and have a meal and talk.
No, I wasn't invited.
So just looks really interesting. I don't recognise any of the artists involved, but I'm sure it is.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's further ahead. So,
22nd of May. So there's a viewing on the Friday, the 21st of May. It's next week.
Next week? Yeah, it's not far. The days are flying by. We'll soon be in November. It'll be biennial time.
Yeah.
Sorry, September. It'll be biennial. God, that's only 4 months away.
Yeah, it'll be another general election.
Yeah, by then, yeah. So what was I going to say? Yes, so I will see you the other side of Light Night.
Okay.
Sorry. Right, Light Night. Okay. However, for this week, a fast and furious show, which has covered a wide diversity of art and events coming up in the week.
Eclectic.
Eclectic, indeed. One of my favourite words. Thank you very much for taking part. And thank you very much for listening. And good night.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.